So I'll take myself out as soon as possible. Kathy's here. Hi.
Hello.
And we have Maury Manso on guitar and Bruce Buell on bass. Gentlemen. And we haven't had any chance to get levels or find out what this is going to sound like. So we're going to mess around a little bit and see how it sounds. And the best way to mess around is to sing a song and let me do my thing while you're doing your thing.
Okay.
All right?
Sure. Count it off.
Two, one, two, three, four.
Not much to talk about.
Just for the record and all that, what was that song?
Toad Tail.
That was Toad Tail?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I thought I'd wreck that. But, you know, we played the whole record last Monday, and I played this whole side, I don't know, Friday or Saturday, and I played my captain about four times during the week, besides, because
like
I like that, yeah.
My father likes that one, too.
Yeah, well, you do some remarkable things with the instrument. The one especially in your throat. I'm going to stop this, except on music, because otherwise we have trouble finding songs on tapes when people ask for them back. Are we going to do any things that are not on this gorgeous record that
yes.
we're going to play around a lot?
Play around a lot?
Yeah, we're going to play this record around a lot.
I've written, three new tunes that we do already, and also we do... Have I written four? Five new tunes.
I asked Carl Bornstein, he says you got about 70 songs.
Well, they keep coming up.
Yeah.
You know?
We worked up five.
We worked up five. I forgot, I guess.
Yeah.
That's right. Goes around, comes around. Oh, that's right, yeah.
No better.
Woman, yeah. Right, yeah.
All right.
Sure.
Gives my people something else, you know, to holler
to
for.
To, right?
Right?
Yeah.
Sure, it comes around Saturday Night Request show, and we go nuts with the tapes, right?
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's lovely. What is it?
Goes around, comes around.
Lays around, stays around.
Hangs around.
This old around. Town too long. Goes around, comes around?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Ah, yes. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
New?
Yeah, I wrote it about 3 weeks ago, yes.
Yes. Let me ask you something. Once you got all of the work involved with making the record... And we stuck our necks out. We said we thought this was the finest debut record, at least since Joni Mitchell's first, and by a girl, anyhow. And sorry, women's lib, but there is a difference. I'm not sorry at all, really. And I felt that the whole record had sort of a, you know, it's a matter of chemistry, and I admit it, things hit people the way they hit them, but there's a magic thing about the whole record. It's best heard as of a whole piece, you know. So we play chunks at a time, and we like that. We'll be picking out individual cuts as we get into it. When you listen to magic, you don't recognize it anything but the magic first.
Mm-hmm.
See? And I know that some of Gordon Lightfoot's songs, for instance, I've listened to the thing for maybe 15 times before I really realized what he was singing about. Didn't matter. It was something you took in through the pores, right? And all of a sudden you realize, yeah, oh, that's what he means. And then sometimes when you talk to Gordy, you find out he meant something else entirely. Doesn't matter.
No, it's what it means to you.
That's right. Right. But after you made the whole business of making the record and the record's out and it's released and what have you, did this give you an impetus to write more stuff?
Oh, yeah, because I've grown, you know, a lot since.
Yeah.
So. since the album. In fact, I can look back on the album now and say I was kind of in a state of suspension, you know, of not growing while I was doing that, even though the tunes that we selected to put on it were some of the ones that I still love very much, you know. Mm-hmm. I just found that I was in that growing period and not coming out of it until that was finished.
In a sense, that's a good idea.
Yeah, because then you can stay relatively close to what you're doing.
And you mark a point in time.
Right, that's true.
Yeah. And then when the next album comes out, then people can actually hear the growth, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. No apologies, though, on this one. When was it made? How long ago?
September and October of last year, 1970.
That long ago?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Business,
yes.
All those things that are business.
Christmas, New Year's,
right?
Valentine's
all right.
Good. Day.
Fine. It's out. It's now, and what have you? you know, we said Mary Catherine Lunsford, and we noticed that you, your own publishing company, I guess, is Votre Dame, which mm-hmm. is interesting. Whose lady in particular? And Changing Angel Music.
Right.
Is there anything significant there that we should know?
Oh, listen. Carl picked Changing Angel for a very good reason.
He did, baby.
Yeah.
Carl is Carl Bornstein, who bears official title as producer on the album, but the way he talks, it was kind of a group effort.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
The engineer and the three of us and Carl.
Where'd you do it?
Rick Pekkanen. At Wally Hyder's.
Wally Hyder's.
Yeah.
Huh?
I did it. I didn't do it in Wally Hyder's.
But Carl was talking to Bob Mercer earlier, and he was telling him about some things about the record. Now I was busy in another conversation, so uh-huh. I never got into it. What happened? What was significant about the whole thing?
We spent a lot of time, you know. We had lots of different ideas when you have so many people thinking up things.
Mm.
You got to work them out. And towards the end of the album, before we put the sweetening on it, I wasn't as happy as I could have been with it because I felt like maybe I had just come to sing and it wasn't my album at all. So I got a little bit peeled about that
mm-hmm.
and walked in and said at the mixing, "All right, everybody else's ego's on this. Mine is going to be, too, amongst them somewhere, if somebody's is going to be."
Stamp, stamp.
Right, exactly. Finally reared my head up. "Me too, me too." And said, "Okay, everybody else, out of my way. Sit down, shut up, keep your hands clasped, and everything else, and I'm going to do it this way." And that's how we did the mixing. We did 3 days of mixing. And finally I decided, well, sounds like me. When it got mixed, you know.
It's a darn good job.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm a great believer, sorry musicians, in putting the singer out front. You know, back in the heavy production, acid rock, group sound kind of thing, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I was a very unhappy guy because, you know, why use lyrics if you can't hear them?
Right.
Why have a singer, a solo singer, if it's buried in a band texture, you know? And unless it's Van Dyke Parks, then it's all right. Anything he does, all right. But because it's all one whole texture, and the lyrics and the voice are only part of a thing. But that's not true in most cases, and it's all thought out in his case in front.
Mm-hmm.
So, but in general, I'm much happier with the current trend, and this album's a very good example of it. Of not getting in the way of what has to be said and who's saying it.
I lost my flat pick.
Did you?
Yes.
We got lots more.
I was going to say, as musicians, though, you know, certainly there's nothing in a disagreement because that's the approach that we try to take.
Obviously.
Rather than band.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously. No, I that was a little bit facetious, if lamely so. But very often I've seen the case where you listen to a mix down, right? Or you listen to the rough takes, and there are five musicians and the guy who's not even the lead singer in a group. This is a solo album with backup musicians. And all the musicians ever hear is their own part.
Oh, yeah, sure. You know, well, everybody has that ego thing, you know, to go through. That's one thing that I just like to bring up as really pleasing to me, is that, like, all of Maury's guitar parts, you can hear them through everything, you know, but, like, they're all matched. It's all a nice puzzle, and it all fits really well, and they're all intricately put together, you know, so they were really important, and I wanted them to be heard, you know. And, like, the sweetening is mixed down probably more than a lot of other albums, because I figured that that's exactly what it was sweetening. It wasn't the tracks to sing by.
Yeah. Well, if you've got the instrument to go with out in front, then that should be very subsidiary, if used at all. Yeah. Simplest is best, my motto.
Might mention Gene Page at that point, too, because he did such a fun
job. Oh, Gene did such a beautiful job. So pleased with what he wrote.
You are.
Really tasty. Yeah. So tasty.
I think we're going to stop here for a second and feed things back to Uncle Paul at the station so he can do an announcement. Then we'll be back with Mary Catherine Lunsford, Maury Mansell, and Bruce Buell on KRHM Los Angeles. I'd like to just try something, if I might. Bruce, can I hear what you're doing?
How's that?
Okay, that's fine. Maury, if I may. Seem to matter whether I put the pot up or down.
It's a stage.
Yeah, well, electronics has their own mystery and magic, you know.
Right.
And if you think it's all cut and dried, never. Not when you get a rig like this thing. Look at the wires back there. I think what I have is a, you know, one of those Mobius strips going on, and things just ignore the proper. And all right, now if I can have just some guitar and a few loud, if not piercing, notes.
Thank you.
What do we call that magnum opus?
No Better.
No Better.
Right.
All right, very good. Thank you, Miss Davis.
Silly Aussie.
Make a talk show.
Kathy Lunsford comes from Whittier. I know all about that. We don't do the bio thing too much on the program, but a little bit of it is in order. Whittier and then where?
From Whittier?
Yeah.
Glendale right now.
Glendale? That's a real move.
Right.
Right.
I did momentous things.
Yeah.
Right.
The clubs that I've heard you, that you've worked in, of course, Golden Bear this last weekend, Bitter End West its last week.
Right.
Yeah, I understand it's opening up with a rock policy again.
Oh, really?
With somebody else running it, yeah. Yeah. I think the owner of the club took it back from Freddie and Paul. That's what I read.
Uh-huh.
And so I think they're going hard rock. I think they're going to try to fight the whiskey instead of the trube.
They have hard chairs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
What?
That's what he said.
Wasn't it a rock club before?
I don't know what it was before. It may have been, you know, one large refrigerator for a... Yeah. Packing plant
Storm.
For all in it. It was a nice room, though.
It was a nice room to work. It really
yeah.
was.
Good sounds,
yeah.
Yeah. I was only in there actually once. I went in to hear Chris Christopherson during that first week. And it was nice over in the booth. I don't know how I'd feel in one of those pews.
It was a little restricting for some people.
It would be restricting for me, I'll tell you. Yeah, anything short of that chair over there is restricting.
Right.
But anyhow, Leadbetters, and where else? Rising Sun, all the smaller clubs around? Have you played?
I haven't played the Rising Sun for years. I used to play down there when it was a bar.
Yeah?
Yeah. But there's a little club in Glendale that I'm going to be playing next week called The Hole.
Where's that?
It's right on Colorado Boulevard. I don't know the address.
321.
321 Colorado.
So that would be just east of Brand, huh?
Mm-hmm. East?
Yeah, just east of Central, about 50 yards.
50 yards, yeah.
East of Central. All right. Starting when?
Friday and Saturday night. Really fine club. Such nice people there.
Really?
Oh, warm,
the
friendly
hole.
People. Yeah.
Have you worked for Muses yet?
Not for a long time, not for years. I used to work for Jim a long time ago. In fact, that was one of my very first gigs when I was just learning how to play the guitar.
Learning how to play the guitar.
Right.
Tell the people what kind of guitar you play. They always want to know.
Oh, I have two Martin D18s. One's a 1958, and I don't know what year this is.
Well, that's probably about a 64.
This is a nice guitar.
Yes,
His
it is.
His name's Chester.
Hello, Chester. Yeah. What do you play, Bruce? Maury, what?
This is a Guild D25 mahogany body.
Yeah. Yeah, Guild was once supposed to send over a whole mess of guitars, you know, to because I didn't have any steel strings. I got a whole bunch of Candelas, you know, gut string, but no steel string. So, I was back in New York, but they were always back ordered.
Yeah.
And I can see why. They're making fine guitars these days.
Matter of interest, bought this one. It's very fairly cheap, $200, but I found it to be one of the finest playing guitars I've ever bought.
Yeah.
And it's a limited model, though. I haven't been able to see any other ones. Saw one more.
Really? Hmm. I wonder why.
I don't know. But
too cheap,
a good
right?
idea with the mahogany face. It looks really good.
Let me see.
You see a little red
It's
guitar.
All mahogany. Rather than having a spruce top, they use mahogany all the way through, like the little old Martins. At the
yeah, top. I remember. Yeah. Good picking guitars.
Mm-hmm.
And you play one of them electric things over there, Bruce.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is it?
Well, actually, I would say it was a box copy of a Fender Jazz Bass. But
okay.
It sounds pretty good. And I got it for free, so you can't beat that.
That's best price. Ask Joni Mitchell.
Thank you, Ralph Barr.
And Holly. And everybody else.
Strider.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. That was No Better, and now we're going to do what?
Live, Lady, Live. It's a shower song.
To sing in the shower?
I wrote it in the shower a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
Two, three, four.
cheer up, Kathy. Gee, she has a terrible time. She sits up there glum, never smiles. No, actually, I'm a funnin'. She has a marvelous time, and she obviously enjoys what she's playing, what everybody else is playing. She works through her musicians, and that's a gas. Do you do that on stage?
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah,
you
that's
mean
nice.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
I bounce around and whenever I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. Why not?
Sure.
If it ain't fun for you, I don't think it's going to be fun for anybody else.
Well, that's the truth.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
You want to sing? Do 2-10-10?
You're going to have to pull that microphone up somewhere where we can hear you better. Yeah.
You bring the microphone up, he said, so we could hear you.
Yeah.
Sing.
Mm. How about if I move closer to him?
I can stand up over by her microphone.
All right, that's okay. Yeah, groovy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine. You mean a non-original.
A non-original?
Yeah.
Shame.
Isn't that too
You
bad?
Mean somebody else wrote a good song?
Right. Oh, well, I guess.
You know, I hate to bring this up because this is the old geriatric division, right?
Mm-hmm.
But once upon a time, Susan Reed. Have you ever heard of Susan Reed? Susan Reed was a prototype for Joan Baez, but like 10, 15 years earlier when she broke on the folk scene, back when Josh White and Burl Ives and Leadbelly and Woody Guthrie were the folk world for most people, she was the sweet-voiced girl singer of traditional songs, Appalachian, English, Irish, Welsh, Scotch, etc. And she still has records extant in the Elektra catalog, and I think on some other labels as well, like Stinson, you know, whoever repackaged all of those ancient and venerable folk records from the 40s and early 50s. And actually, she's a fine singer. But she got on a radio interview sometime in the late 40s or early 50s, and they were talking about various folk singers. Somebody mentioned Burl Ives. She says, well, if you call someone who writes his own songs a folk singer, you know, that you couldn't do that then.
Right.
It wasn't done. As a matter of fact, you know, John Jacob Niles attributed these songs to other people that
right.
he'd written, and Burl didn't admit that he had written It's a Shame That a Handsome Young Fellow Like Me Should Be Left While the Mockingbird Sings in the Tree, a troubadour song, whatever the
right.
hell it was. It was the first thing of his that he ever recorded. Everybody ducked ownership. Today it's a little bit around the other way around.
Right, everybody's walking around.
Why not? It's much better this way. Stand a little more behind the lady. I think you're going to be over a little bit toward the... That's better. Good. We ready?
Look out my window.
and you left me behind. Well, I won't believe in Big Ben for another 7 years. Don't you find
Gillette thanks you, Tom Campbell thanks you, and we thank you.
Albertani, too.
Oh, she was on that, too?
Yes.
I didn't know that. I always figure it's always, you know, Steve and Tom, right? Long time since Steve's been on the program, which is a pity.
Got some new good songs.
Yes, he does.
Oh, he's a fine writer, and he's a fine musician, and he's a fine singer when he remembers not to get behind his guitar. Still got to read that lyric.
Which one?
Any lyric. Got to read the lyric. Uncle Skip's dictum. This week, next week, and last week, or any week. If you're going to sing a song, recreate the lyric. Otherwise, play it on an instrument or something. You're just hum, right? Yes. Well, you know, it's nice being pompous. We're going to take a little pompous time out and let the world's most distinguished tonsils. If you tuned in late, our company tonight, at least on microphone, there are more, as you can hear in the background, are Mary Catherine Lunsford, sometime known as Kathy. Well, you know, actually, Mary Catherine Lunsford, you know, off a record album, right?
M. Catherine.
M. Catherine. And then I talked to some friends, and I said, "You hear the girl playing?" You know. And they said, "Oh, sure, we've heard her around town for a long time. That's Kathy Lunsford." And I said, "Yeah, I know that name."
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I said, "Don't I have a record by her? Another record?" And I call up Larry Heller, and I said, "I think she's got another record someplace."
But and I had a heart attack.
Yeah. And because I'd been busy talking about, you know, the great debut album and the whole thing. And, well, that very often happens, you know. For instance, Mickey Newbury is about my favorite male singer these days. Well, actually, I got a bunch of favorite singers, and some of them are not what you would call your standard Tom Jones affair. I like the way Van Dyke Park sings, the way Randy Newman sings, and of course I love the way Gordon Lightfoot sings, and Mr. Hoyt Wayne Axton is probably the most total played person on this program as of right now. We got about 40 hours of Hoyt live, and we play his records a little bit, and I'll wait to hear the Capitol record. That's going to be something else. Especially a song called "Have a Nice Day."
Really?
Yeah. I think Hoyt's going to have a hit. Yeah. About time.
Really?
Yeah, well, you know, Steppenwolf's got Snowblind Friend, and that's already on the charts and moving. And Three Dog Night has Joy to the World, and if that doesn't make number one in 4, 5, 6 weeks, you know, I'll be very surprised. Nationally. And so if they release Have a Nice Day somewhere along in there, Hoyt Axton is going to be what Kris Kristofferson was the last 4 or 5 months, you know. All of a sudden, everybody's going to do his material, and that's groovy. Although we have a predilection for Hoyt's doing his own stuff. We'd somehow rather hear him do it. I think he, you know, his version of The Pusher and Steppenwolf's various version of The Pusher's and all by himself, he generates about 10 times the absolute power that all of them do.
That's true.
You know. Sorry, fellas, but that's the way it is. But anyhow, we obviously have announced that Kathy Lunsford has been at some of these clubs that we've been mentioning from time to time, along with some of our other buddies. And but this is some kind of record that we got, and we have played from copiously since. 24-4051 in stereo on Polydor. It is simply called Mary Catherine Lunsford. We have not exhausted our new material, have we?
No.
No?
Did you want it to be exhausted?
No. On the contrary.
Okay.
So, leave us do something. What are we going to do?
Stand and fight.
All right. I'll take on any 6 men in the house.
Lady.
Oh, I'll take on any 7 ladies. Stand and fight, eh?
Not a woman's lip song.
Please.
Since you made the comment.
Mm.
Crushed velvet. Cotton lace next to Levi, leather, shoe leather, choose them. Watch his face, shoe ride the weather. Are the race
Fought. That's like, that's very nice. Do we have something very soft, very pretty?
Sure.
Or ain't you in a soft, pretty mood?
Oh, yeah.
You are?
Sure.
All right. All right. I just think it'd be nice right here.
Oh, it's not pretty. Okay. All right.
Is this going to be by yourself?
Yeah.
All right. Tell me when.
Okay.
Okay.
I woke up early. I didn't know what to do, so I wrote me a song or two. Honey, I've been hurting, 'cause you know we're through. So I called to my friends to rise and shine. Rip, 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 it's the morning time. Drunk I was too on that sunny. You know that's alright, too, 'cause it feels so fine. And you know nothing's come up soon.
That's where it is, kid. Right there. Bang. Vap. What's that?
The morning time.
The morning time. Yeah. Oh, yes. That's where it is. You do lots of that. You know, I'm not knocking the other, but that's where it is. My opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go home and argue at me, right?
No.
No.
I like to do that.
That's lovely. Got more?
Oh, if you want to hear more, sure.
Yeah. More like that.
Just more like that.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
This is an all three. All three or a one-er?
Tour.
Tour.
Yeah.
Tour. Uh-oh. I hope Paul has said something about this being KRHM Los Angeles, but in case he hasn't, it is. I got carried away.
One, two, three.
Wait, wait, wait. Now.
Wait, what? This... The numbers two. One, two, three, two, two,
sure.
Three, three, two, three. Traveling down sidewalks and beaches, holding brown parcels, candy and peaches. She.
Peaches gone.
play that twice Saturday night. That's on the album, Friends. Parcels, Candy, and Peaches. Last cut, first side. Yeah. Started off with it and played the whole side through again.
It's yeah. My mother's favorite song.
All right, so I picked out your father's favorite song and your mother's favorite song. Yeah. Us old folks like them pretty things. Yes. What you will. Where you will, how you will.
Well, let's see. I'm awaiting. Did you say you wanted to do? Our jazz bow, shine on theme.
Anything you want to do?
Anything I want to do. All these important decisions. Left up to me. Okay, what we do? I'm awaiting. Okay.
Just tell me when.
Okay. All right.
All right. A moment's breath of silence, and we go.
Yes, Lord.
a promissory note. I'm awaiting. That's cut one, side two. On the Polydor album, 24-405-1 in stereo. We'll have the number memorized pretty soon. Mary Catherine Lunsford, Votre Dame Music.
You want to do Scatter?
Sure. We got room for about one more on the tape.
You want to do Jazz Bow then?
Sure.
Well, you want to do Get Down? Or not? Maury kind of thought he didn't
jazz
want
bow,
to.
Jazz Bow, yeah, let's try Jazz Bow.
Okay.
These strings are just about had it.
Yeah. Get Down really is really a hard tune, and we go like that.
Tell you what we're going to do. Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to break away to pay the rent, and then we'll be back for Jazz Bow's Shine On theme. Shine On. And to Mary Catherine Lunsford, Maury Manso, and Bruce Buell. Ready?
Yeah.
Zarch. He shone on. Mary Catherine Lunsford will be appearing at The Hole in Glendale Friday and Saturday, just east of Central, 30 yards?
About 30 yards.
East of Central Avenue. And she jumps over the fence from her backyard.
Except that I'm moving.
Yeah, so are we.
Right.
Right. And she'll be heard on this program on a regular basis as long as she sings things like this. Wrong cut.
My captain, the ship's in from the Philippine Sea. Your lady's been waiting for your kiss and then me. And me, I'm obliging not to sit on your knee. I've been out of step all this time, not knowing that you did love me. My captain, slow smiling, working so hard for me. His lady, forgiven the time that just couldn't be. Still I don't believe in the reason, well I wouldn't see exactly why I tried to hide. Some new discoveries, exciting, delighting in everything that's been brought to me. I'm asking, relaxing, but wanting sometimes to be going back home to my.
Tomorrow night, our guests will be a young lady named Sammy Smith and this gentleman.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there. Older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home, country roads. Painted on the sky, misty taste of moonshine, teardrop in my eye, country road. Country roads, I hear her voice.
by far the hardest thing I've ever done. To be so in love with you and so alone. Follow me where I go, what I do and who I know. Make it part of you to be a part of me. Follow me up and down. A long, long time. I've tried to find a way that I can make you understand the way I feel about you, just how much I need you to be there where I can talk to you when there's no one else around. Follow me where I go, what I do, who I know. Make it part of you. Share my life with you and show you things I've seen, places that I'm going to, places where I've been, to have you there beside me, to never be alone. And all the time that you're with me, then we will be at home. Follow me where I go, what I do. Part of you to be a part of me. Follow me up and down all the way. Take my hand, say you'll follow me.
That's right. John Denver will be our guest at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. And, then later on in the evening, we'll play the tape that we made actually yesterday, or last evening, when Sammy Smith came around. And I hate to tell you this. I wanted to cut my throat. She came in, she picked up my Candela's guitar, and she sang about 3-4 songs in the midst of conversation. She sang them for Bruce Davidson and Mega Records. And she was sitting over on the couch. We were on the other side of the room because she has some kind of vertigo problem right now. Some, I guess, infection of her inner ear. But her whole equilibrium is all shook. And she wasn't feeling very well when she came over last night or today when they had a press luncheon for her. And she did some Johnny Darryl song with her bass player and good friend, Mr. X Lincoln. And it was a stone gas. I mean, even though she did it quietly, what have you, but it just wiped her out. And when it came time to start the tape recorder, all we did was talk. All we did was talk. But I'll tell you something. As good as her records are, she is something else in person. She will be at the Anaheim Convention Center Saturday, March 20th, with Merle Haggard and Bonnie Owens and Tom T. Hall, and I would suggest mightily that you be there. Meanwhile, we pause for this announcement on KRHM Los Angeles.
It's 66 and cloudy here this morning. I'll make a bet those clouds will turn to rain. The weather's rusted out the sign and almost missed the turn. That'll take me down to Saunders Ferry Lane. The creaking boards of the empty dock are the only sounds I hear. Sign on the catfish stand says close to spring. Summer drowned in the frozen lake as winter came to life. And nothing moves in Saunders Ferry Lane. Nothing moves in Saunders Ferry Lane. Raindrops mingle with the leaves that tumble to the ground as I find my way to the spot where we once lay. But the grass is dead, the laugh is gone, and the birds have flown away. It's awful cold in Saunders Ferry Lane. Awful cold in Saunders Ferry Lane. The gentle arms that held me and made me want tomorrow now are gone. We found so much comfort in the way we loved each other. Then the angels came as quietly as the dawn. Standing by the water in the icy winter wind, I find no present comfort for my pain. With no gentle arms to hold me now, I know there's nothing worse than a day alone in Saunders Ferry Lane. A day alone in Saunders Ferry Lane. It's 32 and raining here this evening. I'll make a bet that rain will turn to snow. Thank you. with pen in hand, you sign your name. Today at 5, I'll be on that train. You'll be free, and I will be alone. And if you can forget the love we once knew, if you think I can't make everything up to you, sign your name and I'll be on my way. I'll be on my way. Can you take good care of Bobby? Can you take him to school every day? Can you teach him how to catch a fish and keep all those bullies away? Hear what I say. Can you teach him how to whistle a tune? Can you tell him about the man in the moon? If you can do these things, well, maybe he won't miss me. Maybe he won't miss me. And tonight, when you lay in that big lonely bed, and you look at the pillow where I laid my head, with your heart on fire, will you have no desire kiss me or to hold me? And if you can forget all the good times we had, if you think that the good times don't outweigh the bad, sign your name and I'll be on my way. I'll be on my way.
Kicking.
then across the empty street, and caught the Sunday smell of someone frying chicken. And it took me back to something I lost somehow, somewhere along the way. Body feel alone, and there's nothing short of dying half as lonesome as it sounds on the sleeping city sidewalk.
I don't think there are too many girls around who sing as well as that. I don't think there's anybody around who sings better. Miss Sammy Smith, who will be with us tomorrow night.